Hello, this is Tom Williams, and here's my review of Killers by Mariachi Theater at Angel Island. Killers is a grungy, creepy classic. Mariachi Theater, now in its 20th season, presents a dark dramatic comedy featuring five desperate, insane characters, each struggling with their own demons. With a realistic, dingy two-room set, complete with an old 1950s kitchen with an old beat-up refrigerator and stove, a squeaky bed in the boarder's room with an overhead fan and blinds on the windows. In the bedroom is complete with a small table with a portable typewriter. This is an excellent set designed by Grant Sabin. Killers, which was written by John Olive and directed by Robert Bueller, who is a longtime member of the Steppenwolf acting staff. Robert Bueller originated the starring role 20 years ago at Steppenwolf when this play got its world premiere. And now he comes back to Mariachi Theater as a director. Nice turn of events. Killers is about a crime novel or a B-movie come to life. Even with Nick Mantonich's stark lighting design suggests a movie. When you see the bleakness of the stage, you just know that you're back in a time warp in and around the early 1950s. So it's set in a rundown boarding house in American cities, circa, let's say, 1955. We hear someone slavishly typing nonstop in one room. There's a man, Earl, who's sitting at a kitchen table, moaning and covering his ears. He can't stand the sound of the typewriter banging away, which forces him to snip on a whiskey bottle that he hides in one of the drawers in the kitchen. And by the way, that man who is the man who's drinking is Earl. He's played by Joseph Hudson. And then we see a teenage boy named Lou, who's played by Hans Fleischmann. He wanders out of the boarding house wearing only his tight white briefs as he apparently is sleepwalking. You realize that this place is kind of a loony bin. Lou, the teenage boy, desperately wants to talk to Charles Blackwell, which is the key character, the man banging on the typewriter. He's played by Richard Kotowski, who is one of the finest character actors in Chicago. He is a trash novelist who is struggling with writer's block in an attempt to finish his latest novel. Lou keeps wanting him to help him organize a mugging so that he can get enough money to pay his rent. The landlady, Wanda, played by K.K. Dodds, threatens Lou, the teenager, with eviction by the end of the week unless he comes up with his back rent. When Wanda's husband, Carl Puthoff, returns after several years in prison, Wanda realizes that she hates him and that she's all dried up. She hates the man and does not love him. She now loves the sound of the typewriter as it hums to her, kill, 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 kill him, kill him, kill him, in her mind. She tries to seduce Blackwell into killing her husband one night after her husband falls asleep. Director Bueller smoothly increases the dramatic tension in each scene toward the foreshadowed violence. Our everyman hero, Blackwell, played with an understated, eerie authority by the terrific character actor Richard Kotowski, is a mystery man focused on his novel. He goes to a strip bar with the husband, played with equal meanness by Carl Puthoff, after being challenged face-to-face by Carl. This is an excellent, intimidating scene where the ex-con husband is eyeball-to-eyeball with the apparently tough trash novelist. Nice scene. Without giving away the storyline, let me say that Killers is truly an actor's play. Long on character development, where nuance, nonverbal looks, posture, and gestures say as much as any of the dialogue. This play is a tad short on plot, but the characterizations and the atmosphere carry them the day. Killers is one of those shows that showcases outstanding acting talent. These five performers exemplify the depth of Chicago acting. My rating on this show, recommended. It is Killers, produced by Mariachi Theater, which is located at Angel Island, which is on the second floor at 735 Sheridan Road in Chicago. The play runs Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. The running time is 90 minutes with no intermission. The tickets run from $18 to $22, depending on which day you come. And for more information and to get reservations, call 773-871-0442. That's 773-871-0442. This is Tom Williams. We'll see you next time.